Marty Baron on the Western Hotline. Marty, good morning.
Good morning. Are you asking me tough questions today?
I'm asking you the toughest questions today. Do you wish you had played in Montreal at any point? I know some players are very much of the opinion that it would be a nightmare, and others it's a dream come true.
Well, I would have loved to have played in Quebec City or played for Quebec City if they would have had a team while I was playing, because that would have been like going home for me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the second closest to that would have been Montreal. I think it would have been fun. But it also it depends in what circumstances and at what time in my career. You know, you go in the middle of your career when you're maybe at your peak, and, you know, there's nowhere else but down to go, I think would have been a really tough situation, especially maybe as a French-Canadian. But, no, I would have definitely enjoyed the Saturday night craziness that is the Bell Center and the hockey, you know, kind of centric town that that Montreal is.
It's a hockey-crazy place. It's different than here because, I mean, this might be fishbowl where that is – what? I don't know, a whole... Like, Craig Revey talks about being stalked in the movie theaters, and people always know where you are. Maybe, not that they don't leave you alone, but I don't know, any of your former teammates or friends that have talked about it up there?
It's just, it's different. Like, it's not like you know, you walk around the grocery store here in Buffalo, and you'll get, you know, four or five people asking you about the season and asking you about, you know, players and all of that, which is great. It's fantastic. Montreal is that. But then you multiply it by about 100, and the fact that not only do you have the good people, you know, talking to you, you have the crazy people talking to you, and the, you know, the negative people coming in and just, you know, accosting you at the, you know, at the side of the road or to your kids in school. It's become really, really. It's not even at times. It's not even the fun environment to be a public figure. It's just becoming all that is negative with social media and all of that put into one.
Marty Baron on the Western Hotline. All right, Marty, I'll ask you, here's the tough question, the question that's 7 years in the making. For the first time, we're taking calls on this in about 7 years. Do you think the Sabres will make the playoffs?
I don't think the Sabres will make the playoffs. I think they will be really, really close. I think that it's going to be a season where they will be probably a mid to high 80s in points, but there's so many teams that you're looking at in the Eastern Conference. I mean, you watch Washington and Pittsburgh last night, and you think of Pittsburgh saying, man, Pittsburgh should be a playoff team, and, you know, they've lost five in a row. So at some point, I think the Pittsburgh Penguins will win five in a row and will make that up, but I don't think... My answer, and I answered on your poll this morning, on the WGR poll this morning, and I said no. And I don't know where it's at right now. It was pretty pretty evenly matched, but I just think there's so many teams in the East that that will compete for a playoff spot that the Sabres will just be outside of that.
And if Montreal is one of these teams that stays where it is, that makes it that much tougher because, I mean, a lot of people came into the season expecting Montreal, their opponent tonight, to be maybe not a pushover, but definitely finish behind Buffalo in the standings.
Well, yeah, and the thing with Montreal is they've been able to stay really good and win games, and Carey Price has been just average when you consider the numbers. Now, I know that it's not always about the numbers, and, you know, you've got quality of shots and scoring chances and all of those, but, you know, when you played 11 games and in seven of them your save percentage is below .900, that is not Carey Price like. So the you know, the Canadians have been able to win, have been able to maintain the pace without having Carey Price play anywhere near what you'd expect out of him.
Marty Baron joining us on the Western Hotline. They've got Max Domi. That's been a surprise for them, how well he has played for them. I don't know if he's expected to be a point-per-game player, but the last time these two teams played, Buffalo looked like the clearly better team and managed to get the win over Antti-Niemi. So, I don't know, Marty. I'm just, when it comes to this team making the playoffs, if they will or not, I also voted no. But I do think they'll be close, and it comes down to a couple things. It comes down to, can they get second-line scoring past the Eichel-Pominville-Skinner line? And can Linus Ullmark continue to play well? I wonder if Ullmark is going to demand just in his play to get more opportunities than he's getting. I do think that there's the opportunity for this Sabres team to catch something, and that might be the difference between making it or not.
Yeah, the secondary scoring is big if you look at it. You know, yeah, they scored 9 goals against the Ottawa Senators, but really what got it going was Kalaposo coming down the wing and taking a shot that found the back of the net, and really that's what you need. It's just it helps a team so much when you don't have to always put the Jack Eichel line on the ice to get scoring chances and to get goals. If you're down a goal in the third period, you don't want to be, you know, just saying, well, Jack's on the ice, we have a chance to tie it. Jack is not on the ice. We basically are just killing the clock right now. That needs to change, and I think Phil Housley is looking for a combination, is looking for ways to create maybe a little confidence in certain guys. I know that he put Sam Reinhart on the first power play last week, tried to get him some confidence, tried to get him some minutes that way. Now it seems like he's switched things around when he's got Sam back on the second power play. But, you know, you're a coach. You can only do so much. The guys at some point are going to have to produce as secondary scoring. It's almost right now where your secondary scoring is coming more from your defensemen than your second and third line. And that's not something that we've said at all about the Sabres. And when you talk about Linus Ullmark, you know, yeah, Linus has played really well. And it's a great thing to see. I just find it that Carter Hutton has been a little snake bitten over the last little bit here. He's played well, but hasn't been able to really get on the winning side. And you look, that was the same thing against the Rangers. He played well enough to get a win, but they ran into a really, really hot goaltender, and that made the difference.
Marty Baron joining us. Marty, what's your take on the Lucic thing? Have you argued about it with Andrew and Craig yet?
I have not argued about it with those two. I have been paying attention to how sarcastic they have been on Twitter. So I don't know what is real or not. Listen, you just can't assault somebody like that on the ice. And you have to be careful not to, confuse toughness and physicality with flat out going after a guy in a position where you're not allowed to. And, you know, it's okay to chase somebody around the ice and give them the half cross check and be, okay, let's go. Like, you need to respond to your action or to deliver a hit, whichever way you want to do it. Maybe you put a little extra weight in your hit, but when the player is able to be checked, but to crush a guy in the corner when the puck is nowhere near there and then to lay on top of him and just, you know, throw punches left and right. I think it's one of those where you knew you were gonna get at least a fine out of it. I was surprised the league did not suspend them at least a game, but I think they were more looking to give them a pretty hefty fine as opposed to suspension.
How about Joel Quenneville? Got a thought on that?
Yeah, I am very confused with that. I mean, listen, 10-plus years with the Blackhawks, only once missing the playoffs, and that's because your goaltender suffered a concussion and then suffered from post-concussion syndrome. They finally get Corey Crawford back this year, just 10 days ago, and you make the change. I think this was a move that has been calculated. I think this was a move that Stan Bowman and the Blackhawks were looking at the schedule, and they said, hey, if we don't have a great start this season, you know, we have a five-day period there where we don't play. That would be the time to make the move. I know that it's been well documented that maybe there was some issues between Stan Bowman and Joel Quenneville, and there is a lot of time those issues between general manager and coaches. A coach doesn't want to see his players and his good players go. A general manager has got to worry about cap and about, prospects and free agency and all of that. So I can understand where there would be issues there. But at the same time, I think Coach Quenneville, to me, is the type of coach with an organization that you don't really fire. He just kind of, walks away a little bit like, and I don't want to compare him to Scotty Bowman, but when Scotty was with Detroit, you know, they were having success, they were winning cups, but it wasn't one of those where you fire Scotty, you just let him kind of go out in the sunset. And so I thought that was the same thing was going to happen with Chicago. It didn't. I was very surprised that they made the move.
All right, Marty. Enjoy the game tonight, 7:30.
Are you taking an Uber to the game tonight?
I'd love to. I've not yet been to Montreal for a game, and I would love to. So.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm laughing because if you're taking an Uber, just be careful because the public figure you are, anybody could tape you. And then if you say something bad about Howard, you know it's going to be a huge story here in Buffalo.
Boy, I feel so bad for those Senators players that happened to. I feel very bad for it. I don't want to get all hot take and preachy here, but I do think we live in a society where it's way too acceptable to record somebody like that. And since it was legal in Arizona, it's okay. If you're the Senators players and the media approaches you to ask you what you have to say about it, you say, I talked about my coach. Everybody does that. You talk about your wife. If you're Matt Duchene, you say, you know, the question is, you said you hadn't paid attention in 3 weeks. You say, yeah, I didn't really mean that. I'm just talking with my buddies about the coach. We're just griping about the coach. It happens everywhere, and there's nothing offensive about it.
No, and, I mean, it could have been a lot worse. Let me tell you, there's some conversation you have with your friends that are a lot worse than that, so they kind of dodge a bullet on that. And to me, it's you know what, Ottawa's having a tough year and is having a tough couple of years or whatever. It shows that they care. They're like, hey, we never change anything. Like, if you pay attention in video, I don't know why we have video. We never change anything. Nobody's teaching us anything. And maybe there's better ways to do it. Like, how about you go in the coach's office and have a meeting with them? But that's not the easiest thing to do, and go into your coach's office and say, hey, coach, why don't we change anything? And why do you guys not teach us anything? So I do feel that they were blindsided, but I don't think it looks as bad on the players as some people may think.
Yeah, I tend to agree. And I do feel bad for that coach, too, that assistant coach they were talking about. All right, Marty, we'll see you tonight on the broadcast.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jeremy.
Marty Baron on the Wester Hotline. He joins us every Thursday for this spot.